Quick, du just remember Hamad Mor Sipir. Friedrich Rebbe erzählt, she b'shavas arz v'yish al tofu f'amit gimul, a shavas achrinu l'chayer av amaget m'zish b'chayim chayusu b'al medin. Omar b'shoch v'al mitose. Du gesagt hazeh. B'mamed ha-chevrayi kadisha. So you said a teir on v'yish lach. V'yish lach yakev malachim. And there's 2 days whether malachim means malachim. Angels says this. Other means malachim means shluchim. Adam zok pirush Rashi malachim amish, it means literal malachim, not we're using malachim for a term for shlichis, but it means literally malachim in and of a malach. When Adam adar maget getayished Rashi, the tayished Rashi amamish la malachim shalach Yaakov leisav, only the mamish of the malachim means the chilek hamamoshes of the malachim that was sent to Esav. Of la ruchnis, not the mamish, the ruchnis nishalim Yaakov. Adar maget getayished the vayishlach Yaakov. Tzarich lavim is it. So what's the reason why Yaakov had geshit malachim dafke? Even though it's v'lebni adam, mistaber lema shlufish kanasa she Yaakov shlichazu heis levar esav, because the kavan of the shlichas wasn't just to be medir him. It's a technical heidah to find out where Esav is holding, and to medir him, the Yaakov wants to meet him. If that was the kavan, the Esav should just notify him the gavasa handled sich. They didn't have to send malachim, and there's an issue to stam use malachim stam as it. At the time, why did he send malachim? Because it was a job that only malachim could do. Why is it a job that only malachim could do? Because his kavana was to make a tikkun in Esav. And b'chdei to be mesak in Esav, they have to have an onkum in some malachim. People could do technical things, human things, but in order to be mevarer Esav, to make a tikkun, a bitter ruchni in Esav, they need dafke malachim. V'lechein shalach ala malachim, ki dafke bekeicham l'mali shlichazu. Pula sa bitter, dafke malachim have bekeich, to mevarer zan es edlin, Esav. Yeah, there's Marach in the artist, that's the Hechrech Lizeh, the Choche, that the Shlichas Yaakov wasn't Stamazi to find out what the Matzev is, but to be Mevarer Esav. But Pizeh, lo mashalich levrak ha-mamish la-malachim. If the whole reason why he had to send Malachim was, in order to, because he needed, with the Shlichas, there's a certain tikkun ruchni, to be Mesakin Esav, to be Maile Esav from Klippis, whatever the Aved of Vidar is. People, human beings can do it. You need Dafke Malachim. What's the Maile Malachim over human beings? I'm a retlik abinin of Bidr. The Maile is the ruchnis of the Malachim. That the Malachim of Ashach is the Bidr. So then he'd have got to send the ruchnis of the malach, not the mamish of the malach. Lo mashalcha ilav rak ha-mamish la-malach. That removing the pashin in a bitter shaykh b'ikur l'chilek ha-ruchnis shal ha-malachim. And fakert, if for the bitter you need to have the chilek ha-mamashah shal ha-malachim, so there brings in the heart, the chilek ha-mamashah is more shaykh by people, more the malachim. Why did he say the malachim? Because it was in the dafka malachim can induf them. Because it was in a birr, in a tikkun ruchni. I'm not thinking a tikkun ruchni, so it's dafka shaykh to the ruchnis of the malachim. So we clept is that he sent only the chilek ha-mamashah of the malachim. That's the shayla. Zweite shayla fragt, gam be'etzmin in any movement. Yeah, what's the pshat? Forget about Lomer Zagnav Atrashtanin, that for the sake of birr Esau, for some reason, the birr has to be done dafka through the mamash aleich. Dafka through the mamash. Of malachim, which Rebbe asked before, that's kleptochnisht. I'm not thinking bitter, so it's dafke shaykhs the ruchnis of malachim. Lomar zog malachim kentak a mitzayas and azazach. Malachim kentak a fashtin that will explain somehow that the chelik ha bitter is neveh inside the mamish of malachim. But the etzim in it is shashtanik, we can bechaltan azazach. How could you send the chelik ha mamish that the chelik ha ruchni? Ich efshe lahavid bin a mamish la malachim, which is the guf shalem, ruchni yusam haynu nafshim. Yeah, there means no order that malachim also have a guf, but it's an edeler guf. Some ruach ve'esh, a different type of guf. Rakhban, they also have an ukuda of mamish. But we come a mafrazan between the guf and the nefesh. V'leimar sha mamish alahem nishtach le'esa. V'ruchni is nishrei tziak. V'kamen azazach. Tzon. Kari afilu b'bni odom balichayim adi minan nimna sha guf yase is a dover v'keich atzni b'li ha'nefesh alahem. It's considered a teiter guf. Retuchin sha teiter guf. But that the guf should function, do something b'keich atzni without the nefesh, that's kind of chnizayin. The guf is basar v'atzamis. The guf is just chaymer. And adar is the chaymer of a malach. Which the chaver of a malach for sure, the guf is much more bottle to the nefesh, is much more shaykh to the ruchnis of the malach. The chatchila, the guf is just a vehicle for the malach. It's not the mam. It's not a mitzias as the guf of Adam. The guf of Adam, the chaver is much more of a mitzias. Mashiach, the guf of a malach is much more of an edeler guf. Why? Why is it edeler guf? Because it's more the whole mitzias of the guf over there is more a tuffel. Is more just a tuffel to the malach. So Allah has come. We came and said that the guf of the malach should function on its own. It's clear to him that that's actually low. Tuffel of what? L'chol mitzuyusi. But Allah has come and come. Shkeinu malachim she'ikrimu anefeshem. So Allah has come and come there. It doesn't make sense to say that the mamish of the malach, the guf of the malach, should be able to function on its own. Gam tzarich lahavin. Okay, so that there are two kashas were on the etzim teira of the maggid. Now the Rebbe is saying that the kasha is where does the maggid base this teira off? Banet nemter does that. What did Yaakov Avinu send? Only the chelik hamamashas of the malach. So the Rebbe has two shailas in the gufa inyan and the teira of the maggid. Dik shaykh is zogin. First of all, The whole shlichus was dafke connected to the ruchnis of the malachim. Number two, how is it shaykh to send only malachim, the mamish of the malachim? The third shaila is where is the malach miyasid this teira that Yaakov only sent the mamish of the malachim from Rashi? So Rashi is like punkt fakert. He's miyasid this pirush on Rashi, and for Rashi kum teis opposite what the market wants to bring out. Gamzuchon pashas pirush Rashi malachim mamish. What does Rashi want to bring out to the word mamish? Nirish kavanasi lishla pirush shalosh shluchim baseredam. Yes, the pirush that he sent malachim is only a term for people, for messengers, for shluchim. No, we mean over here literally malachim. The Heinish Davis Mamish, Hari Madgish, Hari Malachim Mamish. They were literally malachim. Don't think that it was people and because of a certain aspect of using the word malachim. We mean literally malachim. We mean take malachim Mamish. So, but Davis Mamish, Hari Madgish, Hari Malachim Mamish. Volemitzi is a cheres. Or Mele Bachom, Mohosev, Inyanish, Abchenes Malach. The literally a malach. The full Mitzi is a malach. Vilat fi Pirisha Magish, Mohosev, Malachim Mamish, Lishlos, Chilik, Haruch, Shabahem Atzbam, Harad Goshi Davis Mamish, Lahipach. Shaloi hayu b'chinas malachim mamish b'chom mahusam v'inyon. Because the ikur inyonim can alu aruch nishvim. According to the maggid's pshat, it's punkt fakert. He only sent the mamish of the malachim. The mahusam malach is his nefesh, not his guf. His guf is just a tafel ba'alma, much more than the tfelos of the guf ha'adam. Even the guf ha'adam is tafel legabi his nefesh. The main thing is the person's his nefesh, his seichel, his midis, his chayis. The guf that's not the chilek ikri, the chilek hamisha shavizah. By a malach is much more that the ikri mahusam malach is his nefesh. That's his inyan. So Rashi wants to say that we sent literally malachim. That means don't make a toas and think that it was the psananda zach. Me main takem malachim. Or adam kudam agaz zach. Me main tish malachim. Me main zer mamish. So if it's their mamish, it's not malachim altogether because malachim is their nefesh. B'chal not. So it's the opposite of what Rashi is saying. So that doesn't make that does that understand that the magid should say a pirush based on Rashi heipach legami what Rashi is trying to bring out. Yeah, it makes sense the words of Rashi, but it's against the whole mechuvan of what Rashi is trying to say. Kleptach nuzag nazazach. Oh, so Mela Pia call an alter on Nira Lamer, she ain't coming out of Shalam Magad or Maria Nal Lamer, Shakib Shalach, Isabakis, a mamish, by Guf Shalam Alachim about it. Nor Geshikt, the Chilik a Guf, and the mamish of the Malachim. She would talk for Kulay Nechsha. That's the Bachlan, not there's no significance to Bachlan. It's not a Mitzir, it's the Gabi Amalach. Bleeduch News and Benapsha. While the Fiza come to Is the Ali Kashas, the Rebbe Frektfir. That's a double borrower that the Malachim, that Virashi Zak, Malachim Amish, he literally sent Malachim. He literally sent Malachim. That means the Nefesh of the Malach, he can get say so. It was the mamish, well, the magid that is bringing that he sent only the mamish of the malach. Shkavanasi levayer, sheshidu acham malachim hoi beifim kazem. Shigam bebayim le'isa, v'yimotzim etzle b'gufim v'nafshim le'nitkum yiskashusim liyak. The magid will arise bringing before how he brings it out. What does he want to bring out? What he wants to bring out is that even though they left Takata Esav with the whole guf and their whole nefesh, but there wasn't any nitok from Yaakov. But that a klal, but shas negates that zveitin platz, and now they're Yaakov and Esav are two tzvevazundere. I mean, you have the tzaddik Yaakov and you have Esav, which is punkt fakert. So the malachim went to Esav. Did they lose a little bit from their kesher to Yaakov? Did they lose a little bit from being in Yaakov from the ruchnis, the way they were by Yaakov? That's like the magid name. The malachim, the same dveikas and the same iskashas they had when they were by Yaakov. That iskashas and that dveikas to Yaakov, the way they were in his presence, wasn't nifkam legamri. They weren't in his presence, they went to Esav. Even though they went to Esav, they weren't in Yaakov's presence, they stayed as if they were by Yaakov's presence. That's what the market means. Gam bebayim le'esav, they were attacking in Esav's al-damis. But le'nitkum iskashus from Yaakov. Their keshet Yaakov didn't become shvacher. They stayed with the same iskashus as if they were in Yaakov's presence. Ad, sheki'ilu boy le'esav rak b'gufim mamash shalem bebat. As if they were still by Yaakov. As if Vasi Gagangan to Esav, only technically, their Chelek HaGufni was by Esav. You have someone that's in a place, his Guf is somewhere, but it's never just somewhere else. If it's never just somewhere else, and he doesn't pay any attention to the place that he's in, so the fact that he's in a different place is not going to make any Reshem on him Klal. If his Nefesh and his Mech stays Mekusher to the original place that he was, so it's as if he's in the Nechichos of the original place. So the same Ashpah that the Tzaddik has on him, the Shas he was by the Tzaddik is going to stay, even if he goes to that place that's distant from the Tzaddik. Because his Nefesh, his Mech, the Lev, doesn't pay attention to the new place that you're coming. You're here technically, your Guf is here, the Flesh is there. Yeah, I mentioned Gefinzach in a Platz. Someone's in a Dal Damas and he doesn't hear Bechlal what the person is saying. It's just his Basar Badam is there. He's Bechlal, his mind is somewhere else. So the things could be being said in a room. You could be sitting there. But if your mind is not there, it's not going to have any relation on your Klal. Because only your Basar is there. So that's what the Magad is bringing. They came to Esav Taka. They're home, they're Nevesh and their Gufas. They're usually, if you're Nevesh and the Guf, go to a place. So you should be affected by the new place they are. Now you're in Esav's Dal Damas. You're far from Yaakov's Da'adamus. You're in a different sviva. Adem Zakter, Adem Zakter Magid, they weren't Nivgam and Gamri Nisht from, they had, there was no Nitik of their Skashas to Yaakov. As if that, their whole Yachas, what was by Esav? Only their Guf. Only their Chitzaynis. And the Nevesh wasn't the Gamri there. It doesn't understand what's the pshat, but if they had to be invited to Esav, they had to be sensitive to Esav. So this is already Nishtamazev Sadat Posh Tezach, but he says like this. What's the pshat? Hainu, Shayin, we can destake a sign that they went to Esav, and they went to Esav, you invited him. If they invited him, you can't mekenish trachten vegen Yaakov, and they had to be by Esav. Yeah, that's the Rebbe's kash to begin with. If they're going to come to Yaakov, and their whole mind is going to always be with the Kechatzir as if they're by Yaakov, and Yaakov's the Adam. So, they can't invite on Esav, they had to be sensitive to Esav. But the Rebbe says, Hainu, what's the pshat? They're only there with their mamish. They're only there as if only their physical, as if only their guf was there. Hainu, Shayin, Nirgesh, Mashalay, Zeomakim. Avad is not given there, but the hergish was that they don't belong there. They belong in Ishda. Their mohos vu belong in Zebayakiv. That was their hergish. Mekayim ha'amitihu etzay Yaakov. V'sham ikram v'nafshim. Vu is their mohos. Their mohos is darten. There brings in the order 9. Al derech teres avasham makom shavsein shalom shamanisim. It means avad. That's nish. That's nish glat as a regular case where someone comes to a place. Someone sitting by in front of a gemara as an cup licking gans and gets andush. He's dreaming. He's spacing out. He's b'chal. So it's only his guf is on the gemara. His nevish is b'chal not there. So that's for statement that it's only the mamish is there. Here, then you're not. Then you have no contact b'chal with the thing that you're someone sitting in a class and heard b'chalish b'smenet. Their nevish was there, and they had to be sensitive to Esav. But in b'asev b'shtana that they were only by Esav with their guf. So the standard of them, even though they were there, they thought about him, but they felt that the hergish was always that the fact that they're thinking about him, the fact that they're dealing with him, is not, that's not their mahos. Their mahos is to be in Yaakov's Da'adamus. That's their mahos. That's where they belong. Like someone goes to a place and he's doing stuff, but he's sensitive a whole time that it's against his nature to do it. So he feels uncomfortable doing it. That's not, he's somewhere, Lepel is doing it, and he's making cheshbein, he's thinking about it, but he feels the entire time that it's not this, it's hepech his teva to do it. That's what they're saying over here also. They felt that their mahos, they belong to be in Yaakov's Da'adamus. Either being Mefarer Esav, their Indian is not being Mefarer Esav. That's not their Indian. Their Indian is not taking care of Esav. Their Indian is, even Beruchnis, even a Tikkun Ruchni. To do a bitter on Esav, that's not their Indian. Their Indian is to be in Yaakov's Da'adamus. I lepel there by Esav, that's just technical. And it's Hepech Mahosam. And then Bashtan and Dimin. So it's as if their mahos is gewendert. Only the Guf and Mamish was there. Yeah, so this we're going to have to understand. What's the pshat in the Emadah Zakter? Yeah, does I'm understand? L'chure, some is doing the Aveda of Birur, Birur of Esav. Why can't you say that Mretachnish that your Mahos should be in Esav's Da'adam? So Mretach, your Mahos should be in being Mesak in Esav. They're saying it's more than that. That's Avada, the Shluchas was in Mivar Esav. The Maggid was saying that even that the way, the Eifin to do Birur Esav is when you don't feel comfortable. Even being Mesak in Esav. You don't feel comfortable in Esav's Da'adamus. Even being, your Indian is not being Mesak in. Your Indian is Yaakov's Da'adamus. Okay, we'll have to see this. Behem Shechasich. They don't understand what's meant. Yeah. V'chol ha'yesem im kemesh l'Esav in yelev chenas tofel b'vad. L'shem mili shluchos ha'she Yaakov. This is only, it was only as if, nishn dem ha'shtet zer. Zer Indian is to be by Yaakov. Yeah. M'kemo ha'mitu etzah Yaakov v'sham ikram v'nafshon. Their mahos is to be in Yaakov's Da'adamus. Either by Esav, that's Yaakov is a geshik to hinsu. That's not their Indian. They were sent there. But dugma saguv she'enim tzir la'atzmi al shtafel nefesh ruchni. So the Rebbe is saying over here really two taichin. What's the pshat? He only sent the mamash of the malachim. The first in the beginning of this, in the, a couple of lines earlier, the Rebbe says that the avana was even though they were by Esav, it's as if they weren't there. We want to say al derech, like I say, someone's in a chves in a shir and his nefesh is not there. Only his guf is there. So they were by Yaakov, they were by Esav. Their mahus wasn't by Esav. Yeah, that's the tachmal. Only the mamish was there. But the shas vi can zayin azazach. They can't say that literally their nefesh was somewhere else and their guf was there. They had to deal with Esav. They had to be misasik with him. They had to think about him. So what's pshat? You can't see the literal musik of someone being in a place and his mind liktar gesandishing ganzen. So the Rebbe says the vart is that even though they take dealt with him, but there was always the hergish given alamah that their Indian is not being mevar Esav. Their Indian is being Yaakov's Da'adamus. Either doing this, that's only Yaakov is zigeshikt. So that's just the davar tofel. That's their Indian is Yaakov. Lepel Yaakov sent him to do kach v'kach, but that's not their mahos. And so the pshat mamish is al derech like the guf is butl. So they were there also benafshim lepet. They had to think about Esav. It's not only that the guf was there; they were thinking about it. They're being avarim. But al derech like the guf is a tuffle of butl al nefesh. Al derech zed their being there was a tuffle to their mos. Their ikon mos is by Yaakov. Ayil play you're somewhere else. That's technical kaviyachad you're somewhere else. It's not a part of your inyan. You're there because Yaakov sent you there, not because your inyan is to be there. So it's Adarech, like the guf's whole inyan. The inyan is not guf. The inyan is just a tafel on nefesh. Adarech said they're being there. The inyan wasn't to be there. It was just a tafel because you're just being mamali Yaakov shluchas. Not that your inyan is to be mevarer Esau. Yeah. So the vart is, the shayla is, when as Ibn Sarat HaShlichas is, the hergish is that this is my place. This is my job. This is my place. Or my place is by Yaakov. I was sent here, so I'm doing this. But my being here, that's not my mos. Your place is Yaakov. Your place is to be the Dal Damas of Yaakov Avinu. Huh? No, your place is not to be Yaakov Shlichas. That's like the Rebbe Dov. Your place is to be by Yaakov. Yaakov, you're being Mamala Shlichas Yaakov. That's not, your Mahus is not the bitter, the Shlichas. That's what the Rebbe is saying here. If your Mahus becomes your job, the Shlichas that you have, and you identify yourself with the Shlichas, with the job that you have, with the bitter of Esav, take it. Then you can't be Mamala the Shlichas. It's not because of it. So your mahus is never that. Your mahus is to be in Yaakov's Dal Damas. And the fact that you're there, that's Bederech Tafel. My inyan is not to be here. My inyan is not there. My inyan is to be by Yaakov. Yaakov sent me here, so I'm here. It's not Chazach. The fact that I'm here is a Tafel. That attaches up. Mekayim ha-miti u'etza Yaakov. What does that mean? Where is their makam ha-miti? Where is the mahus of this person? Where does he belong? Where is his true place? In Yaakov's Dal Damas. You're saying, what do you mean Yaakov's Dal Damas? His true inyan is to be a shliach. What do you mean? Not to be. Rabbi Zaknish does it. His true mahus is to be in Yaakov's Dal Damas. And if Chol HaYesem, why is he by Esav if it's not his place? Technically, he has to be there. Yaakov Atum Geshikta Insu. Not because that's his mahus, that's his inyan. Chnas Tafel means it's nisht in them b'shtei dverer is. Doesn't have any imprint on who he is. His mahus is Yaakov. Is being by Yaakov. And he was, his Yaakov sent him there. It's not Chazal.
That's a good thing. Yaakov's
place is an amazing thing.
Yaakov's Shlichas is better.
The Rebbe is saying over here, in order to be Ma'ala the Shlichas, you're Chilik with the first day. You can have your opinion, I'm not saying. We'll see in there, but the Rebbe is Mevar. The Rebbe got to give the Chagan Sabir. The Rebbe says not like that. You're learning a new thing now. I'm saying, look in the Arda 8. V'lechein hareze pirish v'tevaz v'yishlach Yaakov. Ki gam ze sharuch nis nishraim Yaakov reze chilek v'shachosim shal Yisav. The Rebbe says the pearl that the whole shlichas of Esav was to misakin Esav. The shlichas was to misakin Esav. If they would leave the ashpa being in Yaakov's Dal Adamas, and there would be any yachas to Esav, they wouldn't be able to be mivared him. The only way to mivared him was if they stay with the full hafshata of being in Yaakov's Dal Adamas. Only if their mahus stays in Yaakov's Dal Adamas, they are going to be able to move out of Esav. That's again the shlichas. What in Vosfara if in Firtzach Adurch the Vayishlach Yaakov? If they liganish, if there's no yachas and sima slave to the Makam Amakabel, the fact that I'm here is I'm fulfilling a mission here because Yaakov sent me to do it. There's nothing. I have nothing to do with this place. What are you doing here? I was sent on a mission. Nothing to do with because my mahus is shayich here. Yaakov sent me to fulfill a certain mission, but my mahus has no connection to this place. My mahus is in Yaakov's Dal Adamas. That's the... Yeah, there's going to be a row later, the guy who's Shlichas Mamish, but it does have a question, Taka, what's the...
It's not Pshat, the Yafish of the Shlichas is Yaakov. It's not the Pshat.
No, we'll see. There's a whole, I'm saying, there's the Gansa Sikha. We'll see how the Rebbe is in fact. Yeah, but if you don't have patience, if you look at the... Where's the Rebbe say at the end? Yeah, the Rebbe Rettach at the end. Okay, the Rebbe there is okay. Mit Balzer, the ganze mess. We'll see. Pisa Yuvon, Asher Leizu, Balat Shepirusha Maget. Dosh Estevas Mamish. Any says the Pirusha Pashas Shvat Kosh Estevas Zu. Ela Adra Mavari Mavir. It was like Rashi. Rashi zogt that who did he say? He literally sent Malachim. He literally sent Malachim. What's a Malach? A Malach is Eidus Amar Kavet Alakus. Eser Alakus Veser Garnish. That's Malachim Mamish. Literally Malachim. What's the Mahosav Malach? Zanganzu Zalakus. He had to pay attention to Esav, so he had to become aware of Matthias of Klippa, of Yesh, of Russia. So he wasn't literally a Malach. Was he in the state of literally a Malach? See, this person, he was literally a Malach. Literally, calling Yoni is Avas Hashem. Calling Yoni is Dveikus Talukus, Bittel Talukus Betachlis. Lepoel, when he was sent to Esav, he wasn't literally a Malach, because he had to pay attention. He had to speak Esav's language, he had to deal with Esav. How does Rashi say, literally Malach, Lechori was in a tenu of dealing with Esav? So, of them, the Magid Mefarish, what Rashi zogt. אלא אדרבה, הוא מברר כי אפשר שיש מלאכים ממש, לפלביר ובעשב, תחס דגש של החומרס, הוא דווקא כשנפש המרחון יוסם דפוקו קשורה ביעקב, ואין המשתנס גם כשנמצא מצל עשב. יא, ווס תקדר ביר, עד מכן תקה, פרסט ובאל, יש ביאבל תמיינטיין, זה אינינו מלאכים ממש. And that they should be able to mevare take Esau, which is tachas agashes zachumris. It's not so pashut. Tachas agashes zachumris. Mevare Esau, which is take if a yeshes, take if a klipet. Tachlis agashmis zachumris. Yeah, the pidim of agashmis zachumris. To take care of such a cheshach as dafke, if you're tachlis aruchnis. Tachlis aruchnis means there is no yirida klal in your ruchnis. To take care of a psa cleaner geshem, nishtas agreser geshem, so maybe you don't need to have such a tachlis aruchnis. But if it's tachlis ageshem, you need tachlis aruchnis. Tachlis aruchnis means that there's no nesin asmakim klal to a tnu of heipachalukus. What does it mean, Yaakov? Yaakov's aldamus means there's no veld. There's no metzias outside of the Eibishter himself. That's tachlis aruchnis. There's no nesin asmakim from metzias of yesh. If you're going to pay attention to Esav means that you're becoming aware of the fact that there's a yesh, you have to be understanding when you speak to Esav, you're relating to him. That's not tachlis aruchnis v'afshat, tachlis aruchnis v'abitl. In order to take care of tachlis agashmis, you have to be connected to tachlis aruchnis v'anashama. So we can take a zant to the malachim going to Esav, being in Esav's aldamis. How are they not affected at all by Esav? They had to think about it, they had to deal with him. The teretz is, they weren't there. They felt that the Havanish can shakhism at their plats. They were dealing with him, they were talking to him. But it was as if Esav ret yesh, zom gehert v'saret, but had no, it didn't make sense to them, achal v'holim. Sinir zeyarzak. They're in his yakav, they're in his tachas abitl. So what are you doing there if you're in tachas abitl? Yakav et mergeshik, tzanachazah. I was sent by Yaakov to do it, but that's not where my mehus is. My mehus is not giving a tisa smakim to mitzis, and not speaking a language that Esav understands. That's not my language. Even when I'm speaking it, it's not my language. So why are you speaking that language? That's technical. That's tough. I was sent there by Yaakov. That's what the Rebbe said. V'nimtza eifu ish pirusha shel ha-magid. Sh'rak ha-mamash sholach Yaakov le'esav madgish eid yes es pirusha ha-shpashat shol teves mamash. Sh'sholach es ha-malachim eivin sh'hayu v'nishiru malachim mamash. So those that I'm fashtein, we have to understand, first of all, what's the pshat in them? What's the pshat? That in order to malachim tachas, in order to mevarim, the Rebbe says this. The Rebbe said, in order to mevarim the Esav, you have to be tachlis aruchnis. That's what the Rebbe says. Good. But the shaila is, if you're tachlis aruchnis, how is that going to affect Esav? If you're, there's no kiruv of the Esav's most, how are you going to affect him? How is shaychas a zaynin? How is it shaychas that a yid should be in a state where he's by Esav and after became? He stays with tachlis aruchnis, tachlis apshat, as if, and his makim, his mahus is not mishtana legam. Rebbe got this gemetz vashti. The elam is b'techeinin, mehert v'as retzach. Yeah. Sam, you're saying about shluchis, but why do you have anocha that, okay, I don't know what you mean. This is a besonder shmus. Okay.
The other didn't answer that question by saying that it's mekayme, meaning you're on.
The other says mekayme hamiti yitzay Yaakov. What does that mean? Saying the pasha said bar.
With all sensitivity, like you said, at the same time.
But you're. It doesn't suit you that you're here.
So why did that oppose the shluchas?
It's like when American shluchas, he put on a tie. He didn't feel comfortable in the tie. It didn't suit him. He wore it. Okay, he wore it. He didn't identify himself with it. I'm not saying that a tie is a hitach mitzis. The Rebbe is saying the necessity is that you don't. Of course, you relate to your makom shluchas, but the Rebbe is saying in Mohosa Indian, your place is elukus b'pshitas, not elam hazeh. You have to be in elam hazeh l'poel. Your nevish and your guf. Your nevish also has to be in elam hazeh. But it's not your mohos. Your mahus and your ratzin is to be in Yaakov's daldams. Yeah. I've read the Rashaila. I'm saying okay, today it's hard to, but some goes on shlichus and he doesn't want to come back to go to be in the Rebbe's daldams. The Rebbe in case of our shlichus is only on shlichus and that's it. That you understand is not. So why the shluchim come to the Rebbe? I'm saying, well, Stam was yeshes, they're mitzvahs, legarmi, it's for themselves.
Because
they had to have what to say.
No.
Why did they have to go?
Yes, our pattern was
there. The Rebbe is saying, punkt faker to be, it's nicht das. Okay, let me say, Mr. Imaz, Ermevar. Yeah. Okay, we'll see how the Rebbe is invited. Amarish la magad hanal, v'china ira me'anal b'avidaseinu, b'tun b'esef ashten, yuvim b'teis v'zbir, adei ha'izbeninus b'azman v'amatze d'amir esterezu. Und zwar reintrachten, des man man esterezu was said, and the matze, wo es sich gehalten. Genitz gelehrt herezu amra magad b'shabes archinu shlofnei estakusse. And the Rebbe says also that he was b'shach v'al erish, no, he was that he was b'shach v'al mitase. Steht nicht so sehr. B'shach v'... where is it? That brings in the prim. Shach v'amitas. Shach v'amitas. Yeah, yeah. Shach v'amitas. Yeah. So the Rebbe says that. So that's. So shemizem movement shemaimer zu yesh kein tzava ve'ira klolis aves hashem aveder chesedus. This is not stam davar prati. This is ira klolis aves hashem aveder chesedus ul meshech hader sabay. Yeah. As kein tzava. This is the tzava ve'ira klolis hashem aveder chesedus ul meshech hader sabay. Kibash and Beit Hamidav Shlarva Magid. Haya Admir Azagin a Talmud a Chav v'lo b'yeise. Kneida Shlarva Magid lomadim Admir Azagin v'efim b'yuchad. U'b'teisef v'yiseira limudim shara talmidim. That's number one. Again, the Talmud a Chav v'lo. Where do you see? You see that he learned Alter Rebbe in a special way and b'teisef v'yiseif. Then there got to be other talmidim. And then he adds, Agam Yidu Amaymer Abim Berditch, that even what he learned with Alter Rebbe was there with everyone. Besides, the Magid gave a special, it was unique attention to Alter Rebbe. That's the Einza. Then even when Alter Rebbe was the Maimed Kulam, the Chdua, the Maimed from the Berditch, where Kulam and Me'al Gegesen from Ein Shisel, and the Litvak, the Kavanah to the Alter Rebbe, Kikin Hainik Refit Amide Rebbe Magid, Loka Chilika Mufcher. So even Vasar Gehat Metalam, and he took the smetan of the Indian. So Hari Muvan, Shairo Anal. Since the Talmud Achi Chaviv is the Alter Rebbe, so who is his Savah Mechuvan to? Who's going to carry out the Maggid's mission in the Beifin Achi Mufchar? That's going to be the Alter Rebbe. So that Heira of the Maggid, there's a Savah for in order, Savah Heis, Arget HaVek from the Revolt, what's the message that he's leaving, what we should continue with? L'Achir Stakusi. So who's the one that's continuing game in the Hechstev, and that's the Alter Rebbe? Said Mu'an Sheira Anal Shalad Rebbe Magid Shomer Samuch Listakusi Mechuvenes the Seder Avedes Shalad Merazogin Sis Emerish Shal Chassidus Chabad. Yeah. Pi Mamoria Yidua Shal Rebbe Magid Shomer Lad Merazogin Itus Kislev Hu Yomtiv Yema Ilula Shalom. So Unzer Yema Ilula Itus Kislev Mizgal Salik Rebbe Magid Yisay Yem Mishnas Tov Kudida Yisa Ad Merazogin Lechirus Masor Bevuzash Gilu Teres Chassidus. Mistaber Lema Shatera Anal Heyes Ba'Amra Magid Lefnei Yema Ilula Shalom. Yes, a shaykh is mechadus yema ilula shel admar zogin. Hainu liyim kulas admar zogin. Means since everything, every prat is negeh and every prat is meduik. Every prat. So the fact that he said it's samuch listal kusay is a tzava. If it's a tzava, it means that it's a yirah lemeshach deiris habayim. It wasn't stam. Something the maggid said b'chayev. It's not a message for the generations after. It's not a tzava. Hashem, if he said it's samuch listal kusay, it's b'teras tzava. B'teras tzava means that it's for a yirah for deiris lachris. It's number one, and it's a dover klali. Not a tzava. You don't give every detail on a tzava. Tzava is your main essential points you give out on a tzava. And for the deiris habayim, that's number one. Number two, the fact that the pel mamash was close to Yitzchak Kislev. So, mitvelchi inni das verbunden with the inner of Yitzchak Kislev. Besides the fact that it was samach listakosi, so it's a tzava, but the fact that it was close to Yitzchak Kislev, because the stakos could have been any other day, but it was Yitzchak Kislev, so the mashmos is that it has to do with the inner of Yitzchak Kislev. What's the inner of Yitzchak Kislev? If in prati, the inner of Afatzam Yonas Chutz. I mean, there's common yon in Chassidus Chabad, in Andre Verte. But Dar Etman Ayirah Klolis, in the inner of Chassidus, which the way it's connected to the inner of Yitzchak Kislev. There's Chassidus Chabad, the way it's connected to Yitzchak Kislev. That's what it's going to be. This year, it's also like this, yeah? We can learn another 14. That's when they get attacked this year. Befrat kshakvi yisi shechol yitzchak kislev b'parshas v'yishlach. So take a shgach ha-pratis. She'oz neisif al-anal yeshna hira at admar azakin tzrichum lichis mazman hainu parshas ha-shavuot zesmerish parshas ha-shavuot tzrichum lakach zahira abir al-inyar ha-manasim ha-shavuot zeh. Meanwhile, this year yitzchak kislev, this has to be the focus. This year yitzchak kislev, the focus is the maggid's teira on the parshas v'yishlach. Okay. Fine. Dal, yim gula zeh yitzchak kislev. What's basically the chiddush mitas kislev? The chiddush shebehu. The inner of yefutzo ma'inesach chutzah. Which the Rebbe is going to explain the hemshach hasicha. What's the inner of yefutzo ma'inesach chutzah? So im she'inner yefutzo ma'inesach chutzah muvani kipshutay. Hafatzas mayonos teres achsidus. Spread the mayonos achsidus. Teres achsidus. Omno mekimen sheYisrael miskasheron beir ais. Not only the Merkusher with Teira, but Yidin and Teira are one Mitzias, one Kuda, Kulachad. Haribuva and Shkasha Nasa Chidish of Chinasa Teira, Shasavert in Fanafatze. In Teira, Chidish and Teira, Nasa Chidish, the Gmasi, Beis Hashem, Gamim Chines Yisrael. So the same way in Teira, it's Chuvgit and the Inif and the Futsam and the Secha Chutsa, Alder is a negate in Mohosav Yid, which is Yidis Yisrael, Veiras of Kulachad, also with Ugat and Azam and Shart Inin of Yefutsu, Mayonas of Yid Chutsa. Which that's going to be the main arichis of the sikh. The chiddush of fatzim yonis chutz legabia yid v'nishmasa. Mayonis ilav shiutas kislev huschala fatzasi chutzah is the mayonis of primis atelia. Nigle day rai said that's a given by fatzim echefari yitas kislev. The ufto of the fatzim yonis chutzah of yitas kislev is the fatzim of primis atelia, which primis atelia is called nishmasa day rai. Why Taka was Nishmas Atayra Behelim and Gufa Deraisa Begili? The Rebbe is saying that's not only as if you mitzad bepashat al pidin. There's halachas. Talk about Maisa Merkava. Since we're dealing with delicate inyanim, we're talking about Yedias Elokus. So there's hagbolas of how you're supposed to teach it, who you're supposed to teach it, and what type of setting. But the Rebbe is saying here, the fact that it was behelim is inside the etzim nature of primis atayra. Primis atayra is that etzim uhusay is an eifin of hell, not just mitzad tzdodi, mitzad sibis tzdodi is mitzad hagbolas of like Yavin Shechon Aruch, mitzad people, delicate things, learning it nishvi yizavchazim. The Rebbe says it's a different word. Dugma la hefer shahayis shibayin guf ha'adam v'nishmas. Haguf hi mitziyiz guluyev v'nikaris. Yeah, the guf is a apparent and a concrete, tangible mitzias, a galitic mitzias. She'ef she'ler eisa olam ha'shasha. So it's a mitzias gluya. Mashikin ha'nisham, she'lei zubavad. She'i ef she'le teifse b'hiyachud. Meret, the nisham is not a mitzias gluya v'nikaris. She'lei zubavad, she'ef she'le teifse b'hiyachud shema gufni. Kenesh on tap in the nisham, kenesh nishmekin, can't see it. Ela she'ef she'le ha'sik ha'gam b'keach ha'seichel ha'dak. Even with a keach ha'seichel dak, an edel ha'seichel, ha'seichel mufshit, there is no, you can't have and can't shum tfisinisht what the nefesh is. Can visit that there is an neshama, there is chayis, there is an neshama. Adi pu'ulas an neshama baguf. The zesh haguf chayim, if chayiv, and maybe liyadiyas tzichlis, shabaguf nitzas, nefesh chayim chayis. Avum husa shalai nefesh, ilamadim asaga tzichlis. That I was saying, the neshama, the nefesh, is in of chayis, not in of chayis is something which has no tzir. We have no hasaga what chayis is, what nefesh is. We know that there is a dover chay. We know that there is a from the fact that the goof is alive. The goof is moving and it's thinking and it's doing and it's walking. We know that there's a source, a nefesh. There's a life force that gives life to the goof. But what exactly is this life force? We have no idea what the life force is. It's not nitvas nasaga. It's hechaf nasaga sidlus. So it's an eifin of helen. There's no kalim for it. There's no way of being tapis. It's in the pshitis. It's hecha from mitzias. It's not a mitzias gluya. So b'chidish it is kislev shema oz ve'elach. Gam chilek ha'nelem v'apnimi de teira. So al deres legabi guf nishmas adam. Al deres legabi guf de'iraisa v'nishmas de'iraisa. That the guf de'iraisa is the chilek ha'teira which is mugdor ha'mitzoyer. It's a mitzias gluya v'nikeres. Ze oser v'ze muter. It's a seichel dvarim mukshim. It's a seichel mukshim. Seichel anushim. Dvarim mukshim. Mashikin the inyanim of primis atayra are dvarim mufshatim. In the pshitis primis alukos. No tzir. No agdar. V'chidish it is kislev shemaz ve'ela gam chilek hanelam v'primi detayra nimshcha bolu degidi. All those inyanim pnimim that is gali gavon. At she nitan lelamdei u lasigim v'seichel k'me shemasigim is chilek hanigle detayra. I feel la fitzichuza. These became open inyanim which a person could relate to them, could understand them. And grasp them in a full grasp. Punkt as a person is able to understand the svar and nigla kam fashtin. In the inyanim of shidis when it's slabish in asage and musagim and ideas that you can understand, and they become ideas that are relatable to the chutz. You're able to they become messages. They become ideas. They're able to publicize. It means they became open, accessible ideas, apparent ideas. They're not dvarim stumim v'nelamim. The bedera klal. You want to give over psadaver sasim v'nelam. In a pshitis, the person has to be a psakeli to be margishit. But if you're in a chutzah, you can't give them over in a way that someone which is not in tune to psaimik should have a saga. They're ever saying that matmabish given a lukus and azal cheifanim in a levushim of a saga. At the kach that even someone that's in chutzah means he's not a psin tune to grace a pshitis napshat. He's a regular seichel or chutzah. Also there, you're able to be mefarshim the nyanim the rayenes of chutzis. That's the chiddush in Teira. In the chiddush zeh shebeteira, gili nishmasi deraisa. But the Gemara was the point that they were intended given their chiddush since Yisrael was discussed on Beis and Yisrael was contributed. Yisrael was Teir Eschad. So, but the Gemara in Eschadish as Gam of Chinas Yisrael. The Zelber Uftu is Eschadish geworden also in a Geit Hayid. Because Yisrael was Eir Eschad. That brings another 19. Befrat Bria saw Adam. Lo Amal Teir Yulat. We made the movement that Shnas Chiddush Beteir Nasa Eisa Chiddush Gam Ba Adam. What's the Befrat? In of Yisrael, because Yisrael Chad is the inin Pnimiyah, Pnimiyah Sateir of Zayar. The Rebbe brings up the Pashtus. The Gemara says that Adam lo Amal Yula, the person was created for the sake of harving in Teira. So Teira and a person, even a Peniglah is one thing. A person's Bechitzeni says, without going into Pnimiyah Yisrael, because Yisrael Chad, Yisrael is Kasheram Beiraz. It's inin Goli. A person was created for the sake of harving in Teira. So his home, so his Mitzvah Chatchila connected to Teira. He suited to Teira. So Mishas Verda Chiddush in Teira, Verda Chiddush Bayi. Okay. So what's the chuv getan? Shana shama shevish mizadatzmi b'chinasi behelam canal. Toyer es lebigile haynu gam binyanei guf shalei. The neshama zal meir zayn in guf in inyanei guf. That's what I was going to be masbir. What's handled sich? Let's get together and understand. Let me zayn understand. It says bir adover. Yeah, so we're not saying was the neshama is in the pshitas, but the neshama should be nirgash begilui in the inyan eguf. That was going to explain what that means in sifei. Sifei is the aschal of the inyan, and then the, where he speaks the nekuda of chsidis beikir is in sif zayin. But there's a this is like a line from the inyan. The Rebbe starts off from sifei bira davar. This is really akdam in a way to what the Rebbe is going to say behemshich. Beis galusa shel neshama beguf. I'm reading that the neshama is nirgash a meir in the guf. It's from beis efanim klolim. There's two efanim. Vifal the neshama herzach in guf, and how the guf is affected by this gilui. Yeah, the Rebbe says number one is that it's galas neshama b'midah kazu. In vas far aifin is the neshama meir in guf. In aifin that she yesh la shlita la guf, va guf nichna la. But because the nirgash guf, can see it's last. Yeah, there's one aifin. The guf doesn't only mean pashit guf. The guf means the whole marechas of the guf. The guf, the nefesh hayunis. There's one tfis of chaim gufin. There's a guf. A person is a mitzias and he has a. And he has a whole life. His gufni is the life. Yeah, so he's hungry. He gets hungry. He gets tired. Everything is basically surrounded around him. Then there's neshama. The neshama is chilke kamei mal mamish. The whole nekuda of the neshama is to behem is meir lekus begili. So there's one. Even the neshama bechal is not meir of the guf. Yeah, there's you have a guf and you're bechal not sensitive that there's something deeper to that has surrounded Eibishter. Your whole life is surrounded around your own mitzvahs. And your guf, in your conscious mitzias, in your guf, in your regular life, you bechal not margish as far as neshama. Then your guf is the dominant chelik. The nachi found that the neshama is begili in the guf. That means that a person is margish. It's meir benafshe that there's a neshama. It's a neshama. So he's margish the emes of a lukus. He's margish that a lukus is adasi the emes. So the one eifin is that he's margish lukus is the emes. So lepoil mamish his guf is a mitzias. And his guf is, and his guf has ritzenis, and his guf has his function, his way of life. The poel he bothered is margish at the neshama dasa der emes. So what is that poel? Which has the guf hurt as frana emes? So he's nichna to the neshama. The guf is even though my mitzias and my interest would be kach v'kach, but if you're margish zara emes, so say hecker from here, you're nizbata klapi dar emes. That's one eifin. If the emes is not mir altogether, then your whole life surrounds just around yourself. Even if the emes of your neshama is mir, so mir has to get like that. So there's an eivish there. What is that pill when you're margish that doesn't emes? The first, the basic shlav in your margish is fana emes, where your margish is the mele. So I have to be machnei myself. It's not my geshmak. It's not my interest necessarily. But that's the emes. And if the emes is mir, you're sensitive to the emes. It's going to be mechayev that you should be nizbatal to the emes. And the emes should be the one controlling and be the dominant power in my life. That's the first eiv. But Avu because Nirgash Guf Kmitzias Latzim. But the Guf is still a Mitzias. The Guf has his own Ritzenis. He has his own Cheshek, his own Inyanim. What's the Inyan? Svet Reifin Faran Shan Sham. So the Svet Reifin Faran Shan Shami Bizgal is called Kach Ba Guf. Asher Guf Inyan Mitzias Latzim Klal. And meet this Inyan Gila Neshama Guf. Another Reifin is that the Neshama is, as I would say, is fully begili in the Guf. That means Amit this Inyan Gila Neshama Guf. The neshama is in the guf to the fullest extent possible. The most, the ultimate that the guf is able to handle. What's the ultimate? The ultimate is that this nizgal in the guf, that the guf is margish, that its whole mahus is just being a levush to them, just being a keli to them. Yeah. Shem is God's guf. Kol kabah guf. Asher guf. Any mitzvah is la'atz miklal. Yeah, Guf is not a Metzius for himself. What's the whole Indian Aguf? The whole Indian Aguf is a Durchfir, and the MS is what's Nirgash in the Neshama? It's Nirgash Neshama is that the Ebishar and Fisash the Ebishar, nothing else exists. Hulavadi Uvein Zolas. Bashaz the MS is Meir Betachlis. So it's Meir Betachlis is that the Guf also Margash that the Ein Tzigazach is the Olakus. And what's all Metzius is to be a Levush to Durchfir and the Tzenis and the Kavanas of the Neshama. That's his whole Metzius. Yeah. But there's no Cheshik for himself. I was going to touch up. But Dugma Laguf and Abish of Nafshi Bahamas Vachiyunus. Had the EF Shalachalik Benem Velema Shaguf Matthias Laatsmi, Vichiyuase, Rasenish Lenev, Shaka de Sibushli. Yeah, we can't actually say that the Guf is a Matthias for itself, which functions on its own. Yeah, it's a Guf, it's a whole Matthias, and it has Kaviyachal, its Ritzenis, and its Mohus, its Kav, its Mahalach, its Mahalach Hamachshove. And then, Poel, the Nevish is stronger than the Guf, the Nevish is Ruchni, the Nevish is Nefish, so the Guf is only Basar Vadam. So since the Guf is only Basar Vadam, so the Nevish is Chayis, the Nevish is much more of Echos Dikim Metzias than the Guf. So now the Guf is Machniya itself, as the Nevish will, the Guf, since the Guf is Tak Metzias Shel Basar, which is Shalei Be'erach, Be'echos, lower than the Nevish, it's Machniya itself to the Nevish. Nisht Azei the Pshat. That's the Chayis of the Guf. The whole chayis of the guf is the nefesh. Well, the whole mohus haguf is the fact that this is the chayis. The metzias, harim yuchad manefesh v'tachas esatzim svar bittel. The guf is not a metzias for himself. It's not a function for himself. His whole mohus is that his whole mohus is the nefesh. Saying that's a chayis is the nefesh. And his whole Indian is that the nefesh should be pearl through him. That's the almost a person is happy, a person smiles. It's not that the nefesh is happy and then your mitzave the guf to smile. The whole mitzias aguf is to reflect the nefesh. That's the whole mitzias aguf. The nefesh adas is zayin chayis. That's his chayis. It's not something else. What's the guf? The guf is just the levush, the chayis. It's just a mirror of what's going on in the nefesh. That's the whole mitzias aguf. So if the guf is just a mirror of what's going on in the nefesh, but as the nefesh is afridden, you don't have to be proud that the guf should be happy. If the nefesh is happy, then the guf is happy. The guf's whole Indian is to reflect the nefesh. That's chatchilah's whole mahus. He's just a reflection of something else. He's not a mahus for himself. Oh, that's since the nefesh is the chayis aguf, sarei miyuchad ma nefesh. The guf is erish tezach ein zach with nefesh. That's his chayis, and he's bottled to the nefesh. That means that the guf's whole Indian is to reflect the nefesh, not something else. That Amitis Indian is that the neshama is the highest and the pnimiest of the guf. It's not something else. The guf is just a levush to reflect the neshama. That's the whole guf's Indian. There's going to get there's going to touch. There's going to get the highest neshama of Bnei Yisrael. That's going to create more than what I'm Shigam Chayus Magash Misim Nefesh Olikis. Ayid is Adam Le'Elyon. So that means that the pasuk says Adam Kriim Adam. Adam Grufin I mentioned, but the Shalosh says that Adam is not Hashem Ofrim and Adam. Adam is Hashem Adam Le'Elyon. That means that the Adam get a chaf a mensh dal lamata and Yidden lamata in this world. And Yidden are called Adam Kriim Adam Hashem Adam Le'Elyon. That means that Yid lamata. Chayus Agash Mis is Adam Le'Elyon. Chayus Agash Mis is from the Nefesh Olikis. She called in Yoni Mitsuyusi the Gufa Israeli who Shahu Klila Nisham. The Ganze Indian from Tis and the Guf is, he's not a Mohus for himself. He has no Mohus for himself. What's his whole Indian? What's his whole Mohus? To be a Kaili at the Nisham is a kind of Durkfir and Zainizach. Chdesha Nisham to Hulla Kamer Sinish like a Dishborch. Hamalubish, Mitsis Maisi is, the Nisham's Indian is an Indian is Zain Bottle Telekus. He's a Chelik Kamim Al Mamish. And his Indian is that the Abish's Kavana should be in the Smalik. That's the Nisham's Indian. Bechdea the Nisham is a kind of Isfir and Mabish's Rotson. Which some that are connected to in Yonim Gashmi, Tfilin Sitzes Dakahul, is Dafka Ide Ivard of Hagashmi Shlaguf. Rishim Tzuzi Shlaguf, who the Tachlezu, Shabay Vayadi Pelas and Jom Mashlimas Tafkidi Vayelam Hazel. So what's the Shlemas? The Shlemas is that the Neguf feels that what's his Mohus? His Indian is Milui in Yoni of the Neshama. That's his Indian.
What do you mean practical? It doesn't happen.
What do you mean doesn't happen? That's the Beirani Pashtus. The regular Beirani is Meach Shalit al Alev. The second Eifin is someone Zalhalt nearby that it's that a same way is Guf. The whole Matzias a Guf is to be a Emtsoy for the Nefesh, to reflect the Nefesh. The Guf is one with the Nefesh. Al Derech Zeh, the Guf Vayit, his whole Matzias is that is just in order for the Ratzon Elyon to be Nisman, in order for the Neshama to Durch for Zayin Inyan. That's a ganze fine Adarge.
That doesn't happen anymore. It sounds like it's true, that's what it is.
By a regular person. By every yid, no, that's the emes. That emes is it. That's the guf of a yid. B'meila, since that's the emes, we could a person through aveda. If the reality was that the Eibusha created a guf, that in yoni is guf, then Fanait was Morgan. I mean, the emes is that Adam Kurim Adam. The emes is that what's the truth? Apitera. What's the mitzvah Mitzvah Aguf? The Mitzvah Aguf is, Kolin Yana is, that the Ratzin of the Neshama should be Nismal. That's the Mitzvah Aguf. The Ratzin of the Neshama is Kim Ratzin Aber. In order for the Ratzin Aber to be Nismal, you have to have Ivarim Gashmi. Since that's the truth, a Yitra Veda could be Megale and can take a Ufton, that should be Taka is Guf, that should be literally his reality by that's a Tzaddik. A Tzaddik Zayid, which is Mefatl Znafesh Bahamis. So there's a Nishyaz and Nisham, and the Nisham is Machayez Guf. It means his Guf is Makabal Chayez of his Nisham. How is the Guf Makabal Chayez of the Nisham? Because the Guf is in Yoni, is flesh and blood, and the Nisham is Achilakam and Mamamish. The Teretz is Achilakam and Mamish, with Mamamish, the Yoni of the Guf is. Tachlisa is that the Nisham is in it, should be in the smile. That's the moment here's a Guf. It doesn't have any, he has nothing else to itself. Okay, we don't have to go through every single prat. After doing it, we don't have to go through every single prat. We'll start Zivov. Beis Madreges Anal, we'll do these two Madreges and then we'll. I just want to be madgish one thing. Okay, the Rebbe's going to say, tie it up later. We'll see later. Beis Madreges Anal, Beifim Gida Anashame. One Eifim Anashame actually let us Alaguf. Yeah, but Shazmer Asfarna Emes. What's the first response? Asfarna Emes. That's my mohos. Meichet is that's my mohos. My mohos is I have an Avshach Yunus. My mohos is eating, drinking, taking care of myself. There's a manachas achayim. There's a guf. The Avshach created the world that the guf has a whole system of life and he has his interests in things. But Shasir, the herd der emes. So the herd der emes, verter eis mitzias. The herd verter eis mitzias. But as the herd der emes, so the emes is going to be the one in control. Not the emes is much stronger than stam as a life force of eating and drinking. That's what I like doing. That's my mitzvah. But as the emes is mayor, it's mechayev me to be in his battle. That's the first thing. Then that's not the ultimate gila emes. The ultimate is mitzvah the emes. There's no other mitzvah. The truth is, mitzvah the neshama, there is no other mitzvah. There's only the Eibishter. So if the emes is mayor in a way that there is a mitzvah, elamayam battle to the emes, then the emes is not fully mayor in the guf. Because the guf at the end of the day feels that it has a mohus b'fnei atzmi. So hakol, the emes is greater than me, and I have to be mezbatel to the emes. But what's the is their emes? Their emes is as nishtakin guf. That the only thing that exists is the Eibishter himself, and the whole mitzias a guf is just a tuffle to elukus. So when the nesham is meir begila yeser, when the emes is meir with its full, when the full emes is meir, then what's the hergesh a guf? That his whole mitzias is. Hechetimsa that the Ratzin Elin should be Nesmal, that the Ratzin Neshama should be Nesmal. So, that's the Rebbe's going to touch this later. That's totally, these two Efanim, if the Guf is a Messias between Asmi or not, that's totally how much the Emes is Meir. If the Emes is Meir, how much the Guf is able to handle, so the Guf stays in Messias Farzir, and the Emes is only Pale on it, it doesn't take him out of his Messias. The Emes is just Pale, that the initial Hergish of the Emes is, I'm left this battle of Ernst Emes. You have to do it, you have to be Machneir yourself to the Emes. But when the emes is male with its when it's male with its fullest passion with its full glory, so vazog the emes as esol kosi garnish shita. And if that's male in the guf, what does the guf become? As that there's no such a thing guf. There's no inyan of guf. The whole inyan is that the lekus should be the ratzon elyon should be in a smile. That's the mitzvah of guf. Beis nadegas nabe even gila neshamish and shamer akshilat esol guf. Beis shaguf inim mitzvah latz miklal chlunish kin zach mezich. So in behesim lebeis efani aveda kol masechi yulishim shemaim b'chol derchei chadayim. Always says it's not saying the same inyan in two separate inyan. He nedu efresh bein beis yefani aveda elukunduber kama can be duber kama upon kol masecha yilushim shemayim pirushiyu that first of all shakavana b'chol asiyas v'inoshim ein lushim inyan zadi kim lushim shemayim avla ma'isem atzam inyan nechil yeah it's masecha what does it mean it's masecha why does a person eat why does a person drink because yeah that's his personal need it's not the eibishter he's not doing it because the eibishter geisen he feels a need he gets hungry he feels a need to go eat so. He's eating the need to eat, and the motivation to eat that comes from himself. A mensch wird hungrig. He has a guf. His guf becomes hungry. He wants to eat. So it's masecha. But shaila is what is he going to use this meisim for? He's going to use it l'shem shemaim. Yeah, so that's a, you know bittel. L'shem shemaim. Avla meisim asim yonechel. But what's eating? Eating is the guf can't function without eating. So you're doing something to sustain your body. For what purpose do you have your body? Now what is your body? Your body is a body. And your body has needs, and that's what you're eating is a physical need. It's not a get lechazach, it's not a ruch nizegazach. It's a the body has a need to eat, and that's why you're eating. But what are you using your body for? Your body is going to be used to fulfill what the Eibishter wants. That's one eifin. Avol aved b'chol derchecha de'eyu is eifin kazeh shebchinas de'eyu, which is idea savayu who b'chol drachah v'inyanam atzim. B'chol derchecha de'eyu is that in drachecha in ze alin veistel lukus. You're meskasha to the Eibishter through drachecha them through drachecha yourself through drachecha. He leishem b'shvil deyu el shabehem ba yadam atzmo yidei sabai. that in the Meister, in the Chefts, in the Inyana Yaguf Gufe, mit dem Alef verbindet sich mit dem Nebischen. Is der Checho, he gets hungry, Taken. So the fact, eating is always from the Seder HaGuf. But through his Guf, Guf is verbindet sich mit dem Nebischen. Not through something else. That was going to teach you what it means. Vapirish was Av Shaluchur and Makam Lehman. Shaderech Aichidi, love of the dark is the Eyu. Who I day. In Yoni Kedusha, Limitrash Lagish Baruch of Kim in Sveso. Ich agil, ze visask in Yoni Rishus, kem Bacholi, Mashke, Masse, Matoni. Das ist doch seine Sache. In Yoni Rishus, esst und trinkt, that's human needs, nothing to do with Holocaust. Tehle Mitzvah, der Ebeshe, Tehle Mashe, Enkin, that's human needs, eating, drinking, Masse, Matoni. Es ist in Yoni Rishus, wie kann er sich verbinden mit Nebeshen durch sie? Ze boi, Rovat Gosh, Zerchli, es gam Bechol, Drachecho, Dav Zayn Dei. Heinu, Zerchli, es Achila, Atzmati, Gdeishu, Mitzvah. The Rebbe is saying, over here, a whole different Eifin. Here, dealing with a case where a Yid, everything inside a Yid, the fact that he gets hungry, that doesn't give him any, it would just be Mitzvah Sashem Mitzvah. The same way that there is Medamet, Al Derech Tachila Shabbos. So Achila Shabbos, the true way Achila Shabbos is, I'm not eating because I'm hungry. I'm not eating because I want to eat. This is a mitzvah to eat. Like I eat matzah. So I'm eating, it's not like, that's not a regular, eating lunch, you're eating lunch because you got hungry. So because I got hungry, I'm eating lunch. So the Tzerech to eat lunch, I came from your guf. And so it's the achila is a regular, it's a achila shalishus. Mashiach and Ret achilas matzah, for example, you're eating matzah, you're not eating because you're hungry. The Eveshot gehesen, esen matzah. So since the Eveshot gehesen, esach matzah. So then, with this Meister Guf, I'm connecting to the Eveshot. I'm doing this while the Eveshot gehesen, nicht weil, not because the interest didn't come from me. So there's a yid that his whole kol drachecha is all the shame mili ratzon elyon. Nothing is nevea mitzat its mitzias. His guf has no tzrachim, has no ratzonis. His guf is just a mitzias, it's just a vehicle of malish ratzon elyon. Lepel, his guf gets hungry, but his whole guf, his whole, the fact that he gets hungry is all levush telukus. It's all the tzerech elukus. Ayid asat as a hergish. Ayid as a hergish that be'etzem, why did the Eibishr make a need to go work? Is because be'etzem there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. And in order to have tzedakah, you have to work. B'meila, and in order for a person to go to work, he has to have a chveis, a cheshik to work. Therefore, that's why his guf has a cheshik to work. So either has that anachah, so when he goes to work, he's not going to work. He's going to do b'mekayim mitzvah tzedakah. It's the same way anyone understands, if you're going to the store to buy tzitzis, so you're not going to do your matters, your inyanim. You don't have a need to wear tzitzis. They should gaze. If bothered to gaze, you're going into the store. So going into the store, that's not called l'shem shamayim. It's not masechel l'shem shamayim. L'chatchila, that's a hechsher of a mitzvah. So that you're doing a maisa achana to kim ratzon elyon. That's what you're doing. Mashiach, when you're eating, even if you're eating l'shem shamayim, you're not doing a maisa achana to ratzon elyon, because the tzeirech that you had to eat was because you got hungry. And because you can't handle it, you can't function without food. But what are you going to use your food? What are you going to use your guf? Are you going to use it for the Eibishter? But the tzeirech was neveim inside your guf. The second eifin is that your guf has no tzrachim. Your guf is not a metzias. The only factor, the only mahus is the nefesh. He has needs. And what's the need? The need is chilek ma'am amish, bitl teratzen elyon. If the Eibishter wants that I mention legant film, in order to put on tefillin, I have to use a hand and I have to go to the store. That's called b'chol drachecha de'eyu. With drachecha guf, I'm mekayim ratzon elyon. With drachecha guf, I'm connecting to the Eibishter. So the tzir, the Rebbe's mitzayir, the tzir in Aveda, Ayid was halder by that his guf is only a tuffle to the ratzon elyon. So it's not shaykh to say that he should eat because his guf wants to eat. The guf has no wants. The guf is just a vehicle. It's just a daim. Kol tachlisi is l'malish ratzon elyon. So since they're very tongue, the teretz. So what's taka the pshat? The pshat is there's a mitzvah. Let's say to give zakah. It's a mitzvah v'enek Shabbos. Because it's a mitzvah v'enek Shabbos, that's why the Eibishter made a teva kaviyachol that a guf is misanig from gashmius. Let's say as I'm a certain word. The whole mitzvah of guf is just l'shem b'chdei the Eibishter's rasons on the smaller burn. So why does the rabbis in the order of Yitzchak zara dog and chilekain look at the sichus? The word Yitzchak felt that be'etzem he has no need for parnasa. But there's a mitzvah to give ma'is, a mitzvah to give tzedakah. In order to give tzedakah, he has to have nechasim. So that's the way a yid feels b'yachas to his going to work. He's going to work, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not ratzon elyon. It's going to work, but it's a achana. Al yichetin to the kaim ratzon elyon. That's the. So al derech hanish tzerliya shachila atzmeti yekdeisha umitzvah. He's being mamale. His regular person eats. Even I mean, at the benin the Rebbe saying, "I eat lemalis the rive and a guf." He's hungry. What does he use his guf for? He uses his guf for the Eibishter. But the act of eating is an act of taking away the thirst of the body. That's what the act of eating is. Here, the act of eating is not taking away thirst or hunger of the body. The act of eating is l'shem hechsher mitzvah. A mensch est as l'shem hechshe mitzvah. Not l'shem taking away the thirst and the hunger of the body. Because the body l'chatchil is not a mitzvah for nasmi. V'haylein akshe b'kaycha yilmed yisbal l'charkach. V'alderach achil ha-shabbos, this mitzvah, achil ha-skotchem, k'yitzv, is Hashem atzvah mitzvah. Bring this, or a yid l'moshel, his only reason why he's eating is, only, he has no interest to eat. Est nor, only because he wants to learn. Yeah, that's the Adarach that Rebbe is saying over here. You have a yid that he doesn't have any tzedek to eat. The only reason why he's eating is because the teva guf is that he can't function without eating, and he wants to learn. But mainly, eats that eating is not that's b'chot rechecha deyu. Then with that eating itself, it's a hechsher to go learn. The same way going to get a sefer is not a ma'aser rishus. That's a achana to go sit down and learn and take the gemara. Al deras if someone's only eating just in order for him to have energy to learn, he has no interest klal in eating. So then, his whole eating is just the hechsher mitzvah to be able to have keiach to learn. That's the b'chot rechecha deyu. So that's the p'chin and aveda. If your guf is a mitzias for itself, it has a ratzin v'cheshik b'fnei atzme elamai. It's bottled. It's nichna to the neshama. Or l'chatchila, the whole mitzias a guf is a chitimtze that the neshama is kind of durch for in zayin azach. But it's not. It doesn't have a mohus for itself. That's the second if. It's still not chesedis, but not chesedis chabad. Because then it's not. Yeah, it's nisht. We'll see in a minute.
These two sick aveda are tali vifod the neshama is mir and guf. That's the rabbi's text. Kshedag is galus abadam. Way from the shlita ala guf. That means vi herzach der emes. So herzach nish der emes with the emes is not fully be his galus, because let's say the emes of the neshama there is nothing else besides the Eibishter. He's magish the emes of alakus that alakus is ein sof. Here, so in the ashter dag is nish mir the ganze emes. In what's far even is mer the remes that the Eibishter is the truth. He's the truth. He's the greatest. So as I'm asserted a hair, which is not shaylo that there could be a guf. But etach not stam. We know the truth. Everything with Zgali is that what's nirgash in the guf. What does he sense? You can only sense something that you're a keli to. That's massive to you. If you're not a keli to the hair, the hulav hadu veins alase, then it's not nirgash in you. When what's nirgash, when there's a metzias of a guf, what could be nirgash in the guf? Mitzat gidre haragel, the way we know the guf, not atom kriim ad mashem adam, the way we know the guf. Es kenza chenas frana emes. Not that there's nothing besides the emes, that there is an emes and there's ilum haza and there's an emes. And a melech which has mehertas da emes, you're nizbata, you're nichna. That's the first thing. So it's mezgale ba'efin vifal the guf as a keli. It's not mezgale with its full glory. The emes herzach nish betachlis. So kshtag is galus abadam beifin the shlita ala guf, but a guf blayt a metzias for zich. Then is avedus chen l'shem shemayim. Divrei reshus in yana guf teisum esli makim gemetzias la'atzim. So the guf has needs, and you care about those needs. You get hungry, and you get very annoyed if you don't eat. It bothers you, but that's you don't live your life for that. It's toughful. Your purpose of life is not to eat. The poil you have a tzedek to eat, but that's not your purpose of life. So that's called the guf is nichna to the neshama. It's use for the nesham. And yana guf teisum esli makim kimetzias la'atzum sametzias farzich azach farzich. Elo sheguf v'chol inyan kfuyim v'nechnoyim l'neshama shalat esalav. V'meile in esu bel shem davar kim l'shem shemayim. Avok shanesham begilei kol kach. That means the nesham, the emes of the nesham is meir bezgalus with the full glory. It's the herzach der emes bezgalus. Because herzach der emes bezgalus. What's the emes? As neshta esu the meibishn. So because the emes is meir bezgalus, what's treftzach yamud? At shaguf mezbata legamer miyismetzias la'atzum. What is home mitzias? Bechdei ader ebeshes kavanah zol zecheisven. As gamma vidase binyan aguf v'ayilam mechines deyu. Ma'achash im mitzias nirgash in atzman klav, but the yudeh sakish baruchu behem v'ayod. The mitzias of guf is not nirgash. The only thing what's nirgash is that there yechet timtza sedurk from the ebesh tervul. But that's still not the ultimate thing. We should go weiter. I don't know. Sometimes after an hour people get tired. We'll go a little bit. There was like this. There is a Sof Kol Sof. This is still not what Chassidus is. At least the Tzavav, the Magid, the Chassidus Chabad. This is not Chassidus. This is. There was like this. At the end of the day, we were saying just you say one part. What we were saying before is there's a goof. There's a goof. There's Gashmis. And there is a Nefesh. The Nefesh. There's the truth. There's the truth, and there's Elam Hazeh. The truth is the Neshama is kosher to them. Then there's goof. Elam Hazeh is Yesh Mitzias. So there's two eifanim, how strong the nevesh could impact the guf. How much could the nevesh be made in the guf? One eifan is that the guf bleibt am mitzias, he's nichna to the nesham. And one eifan is that the guf verta tofel to the nesham, he becomes a chetimtze to mila nesham. But at the end of the day, but the Rebbe is saying the Nekudah Chassidus is going to be not that there's a guf which is going to be impacted by the Neshama, which is going to sense the Neshama. The Nekudah Chassidus is that Sidon Nar in Nekudah, the Nekudah is on Neshama itself. There's no two Nekudahs. There's no guf which is being impacted by the Nefesh. There's only the Nekudah of the Neshama itself, purely. Either there's a guf, the guf doesn't take away anything from the purity of the Neshama. Since even in the second Eifin that we're speaking about before, the Neshama is Betachlis Hagili. But it's the tachlis vifo the neshama can meir zayin by a guf, not the way the neshama senses itself in itself. In the second eifin, it's there it says it's a mitis. There was lashon before, a mitis in a gila neshama by guf. That means we're dealing with the ultimate of how much the neshama could be meir in the guf, not the ultimate of what the neshama is in respect to the neshama itself. That's there's a guf. How much could the guf handle? There's the guf could handle the ene begili kolkach. It's a begili mukbal. The guf blacked him and says, or tachlis hagili is that the guf is mizbatel legamri to the nefesh. But that's all vifal, that's at the end of the day, not the way the nefesh senses itself, the emes. That's the way the emes is nirgash in the guf. Then there is a sifran nerd in the kudas and hasham alin. And the fact that there's a guf doesn't take away at all from the inyan itself. Because there's only one inyan, there's only neshama. There's no neshama impacting and functioning through a guf, bechla. It heard where the Rebbe is going to go.
It's a diner.
No, I'm saying what you were saying before the Gabbai the Shluchas. Rebbe is saying that it's tachlis haruchnis. There's no tfis asmakim klal tametzias of zulas. In the second eifin is the neshama being there's the neshama itself. He's a chelik amimah mamish, and there's the fact that the neshama is begili beguf. He's meir begili beguf. But even though he's meir begili beguf, and the guf is response to the ultimate gili of the neshama, but it's not the inyan the way it is in the world of the neshama itself. It's not tachlis haruchnis. Is the neshama being nirgash in the guf? We'll see what's the pchina. I'm just saying what's the idea. That I was going to say a pchina of how it, where the inyan, where it expresses itself. Yes, kum tares. But the inyan is, l'peh there's two metziyasim. There's an emes and there's a guf. And the shal is how much the guf is going to be impacted by this emes. How much is going to be affected by this emes.
So he's not eating.
No, he's going to eat. We're not dealing with, there's no technical stuff. Technically he eats and he drinks. The shal is what's your attitude towards eating and drinking? We're going to see in a minute the attitude, which was the Indian itself. The attitude we're going to see in a minute. Yeah, it does happen to the Shindahar and the attitude to the Indian. There's what does it. We'll see first what the Rebbe says here. So, Aleph, Afchkola Siyez of Himba Atzman Kdusha. Yeah, the Rebbe said before. Why is he eating? He's only eating because he has to learn. He doesn't have, not because he's hungry, not because he gets exhausted and he has to eat, he gets tired, not because of that. He wants to learn. He only cares about learning. In order to learn, he needs to have energy. Rav, gedarf verstehen die Gemara, gedarf essen Fleisch. Chamer v'recha marcha v'sadas. So why? Not because he enjoyed flesh. He had no interest in flesh. Why was he eating? Because it's marcha to be able to learn. That eating, that's not masechel l'shem shemayim. That's b'chod rechecha de'eyu. That's a hakdomah to learning. That's a chetimsa to learning. That's achana to do ratznali. That's not considered v'chom masech. But because then nirgash basiyosin gamagash shiben, but it's nirgash eiser from the Indian of kiyum ratzna eli and eiser the Indian of achana tavedas Hashem. It's nirgash also the gash mishavizot. There brings a dugma. Derech mashal achilas Shabbos she atzam mitzvah kanal. Yeah, the mitzvah. So a person's not eating because he's hungry. A person's eating cholent because there's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. He has no interest in enjoying. Yeah, that tzaddik. He's not interested in enjoying himself. That's not his Indian. Favas Esther. Adayim shet gehesin esen Esther. Mikom came, but what's the mitzvah? He only cares about the only factor in his life is that it's a mitzvah. But what's the mitzvah? A mitzvah atzim chayevus la'anik shabbos u'basar shomim v'yayin yasha. Hashigam be'ez kiyum a mitzvah mergeshes gashmi yusam. Shabo u'atayin shal dvar meilu. I just want to bring out one thing, the tzir that Rebbe is being mitzayir, and then Rebbe is saying like this. Let's say there's a mitzvah of inik shabbos. L'peil, you sense the flesh tastes good. And he senses it. Who's this nekudah that the basar shaman has a good taste? That's a gash mizigazach or that's a get lechazach? See, why he's eating? That's because of the mitzvah. If not for the mitzvah, you would never go to eat. But what is the mitzvah? But lepel, what is the mitzvah that he should enjoy this shtickle flesh? Lepel, that hana is a gash mizigazach. So he's sensing the gash mizigazach side of the food. You're not sensing the gashmiz. You're not sensing ruchnis. You're not sensing a mitzvah. You're sensing gashmiz.
But his world isn't that
alikos?
Huh?
What do you mean isn't that alikos? Why is it alikos? I just want to, but I just want to, first the chilik that Rebbe is saying. Rebbe is saying, it's one eifin, the second name that I'm speaking about is that the chelik hagash medin is v'chal nanirgash. The only thing that you're sensitive to is a mitzvah. Here, lepel, there's ruchnis and there's gashmis. And gashmis is a separate mitzvah. Ruchnis has no taste, there's no geshmak. Gashmis is geshmak. Lepel, mitzvah the mitzvah, you sense gashmis. But you're sensing gashmis, lepel. You're sensing a mitzvah is gashmis. The second eifin is, you don't sense gashmis altogether. Because the whole mitzvah of gashmis by you is a echetim tzitelukos. That's your whole mitzvah of gashmis.
If you don't sense, you don't
have a Hanor
from
there. That's not Hashem. These are Dugmois. The Enisham is Dugmois.
The Hanor is part of the
mitzvah. We'll get to that. How to be Miyashiv, the mitzvah of Enisham, we'll get to that in a minute. What's the Rebbe saying over here? The Rebbe saying over here is, even there's one, if the first Eifin is that Kol HaSiyosef Takeh Kedusha, but it's Nirgash also the Gashmias of the Chayfetz. You're asking, what's the issue that it feels the Gashmias? Good. But the Rebbe is saying that's a problem. He feels also the Chilek HaGashmi of the Chayfetz. That means that the Basar Hatatam, HaGashmi Zigatam, feels good. It tastes good in the mouth. HaGashmi Zigatam. And he's Margish that. He feels the taste, the Gashmi Zigat side of the food he tastes. He doesn't only taste mitzvahs. He doesn't only sense mitzvahs. He senses gashmis. He senses guf. He senses gashmis. The hechad eifin is he doesn't sense gashmis at all. He doesn't sense gashmis. He only senses ruchnis, mitzvahs, and ratzon elyon. Not gashmis like he thinks. Doesn't sense gashmis like he thinks. You're asking, what's the mail of it? We'll get to that in a minute. The Rebbe's Mitzayir first, the guf in it. That brings later the story of the Alter Rebbe. That Alter Rebbe didn't sense if the food was salty or not. Et nisht margish given. Because what was the whole mitzvah of Gashmis? The whole mitzvah of Gashmis was Ratzon Elyon. That was the whole mitzvah of Gashmis. There was only one inyan. The inyan is, there's not two inyanim. There's no Gashmis in a Lukus. And Gashmis is a Tofel to Lukus. The only inyan that exists is a Lukus. What is Gashmis? An Eifin the way a Lukus is. Nothing else. Gashmis is not a mitzvah for itself. It's not a reality for itself. There's no reality of Gashmis. And this reality is a Tofel to a Lukus. The reality is the Eibishter. That's the only reality that exists. Avada, there is physical things, but they're not. That's not the physical thing. Is just is a tzir har ratzon elyon is. That's the gashmis. We'll see in a minute the gemaras. The what's the reality of gashmis? It's an eifin how a lukus is. The way the first eifin is there's a lukus. There's elam haza. Elam haza is a tofel but is a levush to lukus. But what is the levush? The levush is gashmis. The levush is elam haza. What's elam haza? Not a mohus b'fnei atzmi. The mohus of elam haza is a tofel to lukus. But gashmis is a mitzvah. And if the mitzvah is, if the ratzon elyon is to sense the gashmis, to enjoy the gashmis, so you're going to enjoy the gashmis, mitzvah the mitzvah. But gashmis is gashmis. Gashmis is not a lukus. Gashmis is elam haza. The second eifin, so lepel, there's two mitzvahs. The second eifin is there's only one reality. The only reality is a lukus. What's gashmis? Gashmis is another form how a lukus is. I'm not saying it right, but that's even called the word. What's gashmis? Gashmis is a chetimtze via lukus kumtan. There's an eifin that a lukus kumtan in ruchnis. There's an eifin that a lukus kumtan kaviyachal in physical terms. But inin is not physical. The inin is a lukus kumtan, not the physical. There brings this here. But the mashal, the sicha, and the Rebbe says itaskis lechafei. The Rebbe brings the mashal of ameitzu eichel pachas mikashir. The guy with the second inin ameitzu eichel pachas mikashir. So he's potter afalakli. Even if he's mitzi, he wants to be mitzi food on Shabbos, but the food has less than the shir hamayil inyan lacha Shabbos. Even though the kli has a shir, but he took out the tiny bit of soup in a massive pot. He's potter. Why? Because he had no interest in being mitzi the pot. He wanted to be mitzi soup. The pile, the way you carry soup is through a pot, but he wasn't carrying the pot. He's carrying soup. The pot is not. So if your whole reason why you carry not because you're interested in being mitzi the pot, you want to carry soup. The way to carry soup is through a pot, then it makes a difference to you what type of pot you have, this type of pot or that type of pot. That's not relevant, Bechlal. The pot is just a echetimtze for the soup. Then what type of pot doesn't make a difference. You're not carrying a pot to begin with. You're carrying soup. You're not carrying a pot. You're holding a pot. The avadi technically you're holding a pot. That's just a way to carry soup. You're not carrying the pot. There's no chalais that I'm carrying a pot over here. That's not the definition of the act. The definition is that I'm carrying soup. I'm carrying soup through a pot. So Al-Dera said the shaila is, in the first eifin, it's not just that you're carrying soup. You're eating. You're dealing with elam haza, mitzad the mitzvah. Because of the mitzvah is mitzad the mitzvah that you're dealing with elam haza. Not mitzad the mitzvah. You have no shaykh. Your whole inyan is kiyum ratzon elyon. But elam haza is a mitzvah. Elam haza is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for itself. A pot is a reality. There's a mitzvah of a pot. that the whole mitzvah is a tofel, a levush, and mezal kenen durchfin ratzon elyon. They're not ratzon elyon. The father's not ratzon elyon. He's a levush bichdei deibush is ratzon shibin esmal. But he's a mitzvah. So if the ratzon is to eat matzah and to taste the taste of food, you're going to taste the physical taste of food. The mitzvah in Shabbos is a dogma. Everyone wants to bring out the idea that the fact that that the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah doesn't mean that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah. The fact that your b'shvil, your whole inyan is a tafel, a levush ton inyan, doesn't mean that the levush doesn't have gedarim. The levush has a mitzvah, the levush has a tam, the levush has a geshmak. And fakert, amol the malubish wants you to get involved in the levush. It's tak a levush. And only mitzvah the malubish you're going to get involved in the levush. But the levush is a mitzvah. In the second eifin, there is no levush. There's only the nekuda of elukus. There's nothing, no other nekuda. What gashmis is a form, another form of how elukus is. There was a tzair over there, say this, kabbalah samach shemayim. You say kabbalah samach shemayim, miken kabbalah samach shemayim has the inyan of that a yidz mekabel samach shemayim has to be expressed on all levels of reality. So how is it expressed on a ruchnistic level as a tracht mekabel avzichel samach shemayim? How is it expressed verbally? Verbally, it's expressed amezok amezok krishma. So when he's verbally saying krishma, he's not sensitive to the fact that he's saying words. There's no reality of words. The reality is that kabbalah samach shemayim is on all levels. It's not. There's not that there's a world of words, and the Eibusher says, "I want you to do the world of words." There is no world of words. There's Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, but Kabbalah Samach Shemayim has to be expressed on all levels. It has no limits. It has to be expressed on all levels. So how is it the Pelamish expressed so it has to be expressed also on a verbal level. But then he's not sensitive to the words. He's sensitive only to the name of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim of the words, not to the words, not to the world of words. But because there's no metzias of worlds, there's no reality like that. B'chol. So shtaz a metzias. And the first name is Sudan metzias from a guf. The question is, how much is it a mitzvah for itself, or it's a levush to the neshama? But there's such a reality. There's a reality of words. The question is, are they only an emtsai for an inyan, or they're an ikar? But even if they're an emtsai, lepel, there's a mitzvah. It's a reality of words, which are a tafel to something else. The even the Rebbe saying over here is, there is no reality of words, but lechatchil, so shas a mitzvah. The eitz gezach basafaran is the nekud of elikus. And the nekud of elikus is mizbat in all eifanim. But if Fanim are not a mitzvah, it's the Nekud of Elukus itself. Nekud of Elukus on all levels. So you say the Mitzvah Enek Shabbos. The Mitzvah Enek Shabbos is that you have to have Anah from Elukus. You have to have Anah from Ruchnis, from Elukus. So it's Mitzvah that on all levels, Shabbos has to be, Kedusha has to be a Dover Anene. So where is the Hanah, Mitzvah, and the Gash Mitzvah way that you feel physical pleasure? But the nekuda, it's not the nekuda. The nekuda, the pleasure is not from the gashmis. It's that elukus, the fact that elukus is a dover toiv, has to be mizbata on all levels. That's a different inyan.
But then you would feel it.
Say, but I'm not. That brings a dugma. That's not the nekuda. But you feel it. It's a different nekuda. But lechatchila, the shas, what gashmis is? The Rebbe is being mitzayir. The Rebbe is not trying to say that you're not supposed to have any Shabbos. The Rebbe is being a dugma for the inyan that gashmis is a mitzias. And even but Gashmi is a mitzvah, but how could and you could be sent even mitzvah that veda of chadur chechadei or the first and the second eif and the first eif and I'm saying the second eif and before the first eif and now you could be margish the gashmis, and it could be megashmi, because the mitzvah guf is mechayev you to sense the gashmis. And I'm saying the etz fact teira mitzvahs is not going to take care of the word that elam hazah is not a separate mitzvah. Ayid vaslik vazav nomachsidus. Mitzvah Torah mitzvahs itself. Mitzvah Torah mitzvahs itself. Ayid's whole chayis is going to be, you know, Ayid that's fully aware of the fact that the Anabish that he created the world, and the world is created, the Shamash is kind, he's going to learn the Gemara and Kiddushin, and he's going to be, his whole mitzvah is going to be Durfin Ratzinah. What's everyone coming to say this? But the Rebbe says, but what's Gashmis? Gashmis, what is Gashmis? Gashmis is Chaymer, Gashmis is not Holocaust. And fakert, I'm on Chsidis, Lepoil, Tzfaran Zelchem mitzvahs, that the Choram are demand you Gashmis. They demand. Even if you're a chassidish, calling yoni is ratzon elyon. Ratzon elyon guf tells you to do. There's mitzvah ma'asiyos. So a regular mitzvah ma'asiyos of putting on tefillah of chveis shaking the lulav, it's not going to make any akshame because a ma'asiyos mitzvah. But azalcha mitzvah v'yoynik Shabbos. So what hanoah? That's going to be hanoah ruchnis. That's hanoah from flesh. So now your gashmis is going to be neschazik lupa. Your guf now felt better. There's a reality of guf. It exists and it felt and it expanded now. Your guf expanded. Mashiach in the second event that I was going to speak, there is no two tenuas b'chol.
So you think the
doom
of Shabbos is for the first event?
The Shabbos is a dogma. The Rebbe is not...
First. No, it's not Achille Shabbos. The Kli.
For the second event. Oh, the Kli is more. The Kli is... He's not Maitzi a pot. He's carrying soup. He's not carrying a pot. The Avada, technically, there's a pot there. His pool is not Messiah, there's a pot. So technically he's saying words. The words are not the Indian. He's saying Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. That's what he's saying. How is Kabbalah Samach Shamayim expressed? Ba'avir Olam through words. The Indian is not words. He's not carrying a pot. There's no metzias, there's no reality of a pot, Kavyal. There's only a reality of soup. About a technically there's Yashal is there a reality of Gashmis? Is there something called is there a Eifel Metzias of Gashmis? Other Shishta is Eifel Metzias. There's only Elokus. Elokus is in different Eifanim. So the Eifanim aren't the Metzias of Nehatsum. They're Eifanim of how Elokus expresses itself. It's not a Metzias for itself. That's a pot is a way you carry soup. It's not a Metzias of carrying a pot.
Meher Tamin, Samer Tamin. The lower level of Bechal Rechacha shouldn't be called Lashem Shemayim. Chomas
Hakotil. No, it's not. Chomas Hakotil Shemayim means that Elam that your Metzias, the Guf is a Metzias for itself. It's a Mohus for itself. Not just, it's not a reality.
It's Lashem Shemayim.
I'm saying not that the Guf is a Mohus for itself. There's a Metzias. There's a property of Gashmis and there's a property of Ruchnis. Ruchnis is the purpose, is the Matar. It's the purpose of everything. It doesn't mean it's the only reality that exists. It's the purpose. But there's another reality. It's a reality of Guf. How could they say otherwise? There's no reality of Guf. There's no food. There's no. It's in the Shekin Velt. It's a Da Velt. What was the world created for? What's its purpose is Elokus. Aber Sada Velt. What do you say? There's no world. And sometimes the purpose is Mechayev you to deal with the world. So then you're going to be Mizgashin. If by you, in Sodom Mitzvist, so the mitzvahs which have to do with Gashmis. If by you Gashmis is a mitzvah, it's not the purpose. It's not like the first statement where Gashmis is a world for itself. Gashmis is a reality for itself. You're machniya et elukos. Here, by you, Gashmis is a tuffle. But it's a tuffle, but it doesn't mean that tuffle doesn't exist. The tuffle exists. Gashmis exists as a tuffle to elukos. Since Gashmis exists, if the ikr is mechayev you to no, the mitzvah says enjoy Gashmis. So the gashmi is the pearl is going to be megashim you. It's going to make it's going to expand your nefesh
v'amis. You're doing this l'shem shemayim, so it should be counted.
You're doing it as a mitzvah. Ayid es the Rebbe's tzir of enek Shabbos says he's eating not because he enjoys chant. L'shem shemayim is not, you're doing it because you want to do it, because you have a need to do it. It's your need. You're doing it for the purpose of l'shem shemayim. Chotar is something else. I don't want to do this. Chvul sashtan. I only want to do what the Eibishter wants. I don't want to get involved in gashmis. I don't want to get involved in it. Why am I getting involved? The Eibishter megahesen. That's why I'm getting involved. That's Bechot Erchecha. I'm doing this. I'm being Miskasha to the Eibishter now. I'm being Mekayim Ratzon Elyon. That's what I'm doing. But with what are you doing? What does Ratzon Elyon say? How are you fulfilling Ratzon Elyon? Through Gashmis to get things. Gashmis is not Ratzon Elyon. Gashmis is Gashmis, not Ratzon Elyon. Ratzon Elyon is the Eibishter's Ratzon. And then there's, what does he want me to do? To do Gashmis. So the Pearl, Gashmis is not Ratzon Elyon. So the Gashmis will be Mekashmi. My Guf is not the Neshama. My Guf is a Guf. My Neshama is the Mahus of the Guf. It's the main purpose of the Guf. But there is a reality of Guf. And there's a Teva Guf, there's a Metzias Guf. And that Teva Guf is that it's Margish, a Tam V'Tainig in Gashmis. But Al Terebe, there's no Teva of Guf. There's no Guf, there's only Elikus. Stuck in Guf. Either there's a Guf. The Guf is a Chetimtze, and that Elikus should be Mizbata B'Kol Eifan. That was going to give later a Dugma. The whole, the Guf is really an Inyan Ruchni, it's not an Inyan Gashmi. It's Gashmis, but it's the Indian is not Gashmis. The Indian is that the Ruchni should be expressed on all levels. That's what I was going to explain by Amshah. Okay, we'll do this next time. We'll do this with Yashvus. Let us learn. Let's let Amshah learn the Indian.
It's the same few diaries as Kolib Shalom?
No. This is not. The Rebbe is saying not. The Rebbe is Shailo Gashmis over here. The Rebbe is saying Gashmis is not a Metzias. Kolib Shalom, the Rebbe is saying you're not to be Mevatel anything. The Gashmis, Kemeshu Hum Mamish, is an expression of the truth. The Rebbe is saying that the Gashmis is not Nirgash over here. The Gashmis is Batl. There's only Nefesh. There's only Ruchnis. That's the Rebbe saying here. There's only Ruchnis. Either there's a physical reality. There's no reality of Gashmis. Technically, Kabbalah Samar Shamayim, how is it Mizbate practically that a Yid it puts on tefillin? But the act of putting on tefillin is the Indian of Kabbalah Samar Shamayim being expressed on a practical level. But practical level itself, Stam Gashmis itself, doesn't exist b'chlal, as the Rebbe is saying. His Sheilal a Metzias outside of the Inyan. There's an Inyan. There's an Inyan of Elokus. There's an Inyan of Ratzon Elyon. There's an Inyan of Kabbalah Samach. And that Inyan exists on all levels and expresses itself on all levels. So anything outside of that Inyan doesn't exist. Because Hashem, the Rebbe is saying more than that. That the Gashmis Kameshu Hum Mamish is an expression of the truth. That's a different word. Okay, but we'll see the Mitzvah of Pratim and Bislosh Pratim. You're gonna have to understand why shlichus is mechayiv dafke by Yaakov. The hapstam magers and the minin. No, okay.
Why
should Margish the Tam?
Okay,
that's not a shayla. That's
the whole
Rebbe will bring in a dugma. Now you're saying, but you have no cash on this. That wants to bring a dugma. What, the Sibra later, we'll see later. Good.
Huh? Right,
because what's Gash? It's Gash. It's Gash. It's Gash. It's Gash. So he's not ruggish to the words.
He's not, but he says words.
That's all a bit of course.
So the Zalz also is a bit of everything. But he doesn't feel tam. He doesn't say the word. It's like saying if he doesn't feel the.
But I'm saying in the Tumah that brings there, tam is a bit that there's a mitzvah of gashmis.
Vert is also a bit to you. That is a gashmis. And you're saying give this a vert. You're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
I'm not here. Go through it the next time.
Okay, isn't that the whole word of the second verse? You don't feel that.
You don't feel the gashmis. The gashmis is an inyan ruchni. The gashmis is the inyan being misbata on a practical level.
So
the metzisa physical itself doesn't exist. So shtaz zach was heard angry from gashmis. So a ruchni was kumt on an atzir from gashmis. So shtaz zach. Shtaz zach a gashmis. Shtaz zach.
So why he couldn't have felt.
You're going into the Alter Rebbe case. That's a different discussion. I'm not going.
That's the dugma for the second beer, no?
No, it's not the dugma. We'll see. Well, it is, but we'll see the. There's a shtickle darkest digger there, which you need to. We'll see it.